From United Nations News in New York, the world in review. This is Mahbub Ahmed reporting. In the news this week, Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali says these are difficult times for the development work of the United Nations. The World Bank says there's a new environmentalism that rejects the heavy-handed policies of the past. The General Assembly President reiterates the importance of promoting international security and disarmament. The Secretary General says lasting peace in Liberia requires strong, secure, and stable foundations. UN member states say the role of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees is vital to Middle East peace. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the main obstacle to increased use of nuclear energy is public concern for safety. The Secretary General says the human rights situation in Haiti continues to improve. These are the stories in this week's World in Review. Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali says these are difficult times for the development work of the United Nations. In a statement to the UN Pledging Conference for Development Activity, the Secretary General says funds are running out, the global economic climate is not good, and many developing countries, especially the poorest among them, have stagnant economies and declining per capita incomes. Added to that, he says, the financial crisis facing the United Nations is not confined to the UN regular budget and peacekeeping and humanitarian operations.
It is also impacting on the operational activities of the United Nations system for development. Development needs, the development challenges that the system is being called upon to address are growing both in range and in complexity. Levels for development aid channeled through the UN system are, however, declining.
The Secretary General says the operational activities of the United Nations system are a vital component of multilateral development cooperation. He adds that if sufficient resources are not made available to the United Nations funds and programs, not only will their efficiency and effectiveness be impaired, but the larger profile of the United Nations system will be affected. The World Bank says the imperative of implementing Agenda 21 remains as urgent as ever. In a statement to the Assembly's Economic and Financial Committee, the representative of the World Bank, Andrew Scher, said a quiet resolution was taking place around the world. He says governments are actively incorporating environmental concerns into their planning processes, their policies, and their investments, adding that the environmental policies that are being adopted today are different from those of the past.
The new environmentalism rejects the heavy-handed command and control policies that have been traditional in most industrial countries in the past. The new approach is pro-development and pro-people. It recognizes that real solutions will be found and implemented primarily in communities, farms, corporations, and even families, much more so than in government offices.
Mr. Steer says the World Bank is supporting many governments in putting together new environmental programs. And, he adds, the bank stood ready to help governments assemble financial and technical assistance packages to implement Agenda 21.
Such packages include concessional and market-based loans, guarantees for private flows, equity finance from our private sector affiliates, the IFC, aid coordination and co-financing, and analytical and advisory services.
Speaking on behalf of the group of 77 developing countries and China, the representative of the Philippines, Harrison Alvarez, said the eagerness of the developing countries to start with environmental protection-related activities, as called for in Agenda 21, have been stalled by lack of financial resources.
For the developing countries, economic and social development and eradication of poverty are the overriding priorities. This could be achieved through adequate and additional financial resources, increasing ODA, improving market access for export products to developing countries, obtaining more equitable terms of trade, making trade and environment mutually supportive, achieving a durable solution to the debt burden, encouraging foreign investment transferring of environmentally sound and relevant technologies on concessional and preferential terms.
The representative of Spain, speaking on behalf of the European Union, said the outcome of the 1997 special session on Agenda 21 should be a negotiated political declaration, setting out future actions and priorities to promote sustainable development. Agenda 21 is the program of action adopted by the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development held in Rio de Janeiro in June 1992. General Assembly President Diogo Freitas de Amaral has underlined the importance the Assembly attaches to the work done on disarmament. In a statement to a special meeting of the Disarmament and International Security Committee in observance of Disarmament Week, he reiterated the importance of promoting international security and disarmament. Spokesperson for the President of the Assembly is Leona Forman.
So the threat of nuclear conflagration has now receded, he said. Nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction are still with us. He called for global cooperation to accelerate negotiations on a comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty, for utmost efforts to ratify the Chemical Weapons Convention as soon as possible. He said he fervently hoped that the review conference on the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons will be successfully concluded next year in Geneva.
Spokesperson for the President of the General Assembly, Leona Forman. The Undersecretary General for Political Affairs says it's the opinion of the Secretary General that it will not be possible to address issues of conflict without also addressing economic and social dimensions. Undersecretary General Mara Golding told the Assembly's Committee on Disarmament and International Security that such action requires advance on two fronts. The first front, he says, is related to weapons of mass destruction, an area in which there has been progress.
The second front on which advance is required is conventional weapons. Those are the weapons which are destabilizing societies and which are killing people every day in numbers which make a mockery of the concept of a new world order. Because they are small and cheap and easy to produce and very, very numerous, they are inherently much more difficult to control than weapons of mass destruction.
Undersecretary General Golding's comments came as the committee met in a special meeting to observe Disarmament Week, which was proclaimed by the General Assembly in 1978. Disarmament Week was observed from the 24th to the 31st of October. Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali says a lasting peace in Liberia will require strong, secure and stable foundations. In a statement to a conference on assistance to Liberia, the Secretary General said democracy must inspire responsibility in governance and accountability in administration, adding that comprehensive national political leadership is needed. He said the conference is considering Liberia's needs in four specific areas, the most immediate being humanitarian assistance.
Second, disarmament and demobilization are a priority. Three, recovery and rehabilitation require rapid action. Domestic resources must be mobilized. The local action must be prioritized. The international community must play a major role. Four, ECOMOG's capability must be assured. The logistic support is urgent.
In a statement to the conference, the chairman of the Liberian Council of State, Wilton Sankawulo, said that since the beginning of the Abuja agreement, there is renewed hope that the Liberian conflict would be resolved.
The peace process has reached a critical juncture, requiring the support of the international community so that a new momentum will not be lost. With over 60,000 armed fighters to be demobilized, there is an urgent need to develop programs for the reintegration. A rehabilitation of ex-combatants to provide humanitarian assistance to victims of the conflict and other preparations for the holding of democratic elections next August.
The international community has been urged to be generous in its support of Liberia's transition to rehabilitation and recovery. Speakers at the final session of the conference on assistance to Liberia reviewed their previous and ongoing contributions in the areas of humanitarian and food aid, health care, and technical assistance, and indicated they would examine the possibilities for future assistance. The role of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, is vital if peace is to take root in the Middle East. That view was expressed by a number of member states as the Assembly's Special Political and Equalization Committee concluded its consideration of the agency's work. The representative of Canada, Robert Fowler, said Canada remains concerned over the agency's lack of resources and has worked for an increase in contributions to its programs.
Canada agrees that the agency's future is linked to the process of peace in the region. The relocation of UNRWA to Gaza and the eventual transfer of UNRWA's functions to Palestinian authorities are elements of this process. However, it is equally important to ensure that as this process moves ahead, UNRWA continues to serve as a stable...
While the Commissioner General of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees says despite very good relations with Israel, restrictions on movement in the Gaza Strip were inhibiting the work of the agency. Commissioner General Ilse Turkman told the Assembly's Special Political and Decolonization Committee that UNRWA's operations were hampered as never before. He said its ability to move personnel and supplies had seriously deteriorated as a result of increasing constraints in the Gaza Strip. Such impositions, he said, were inconsistent with United Nations privileges and immunities and agreements between UNRWA and Israel. The representative of Israel, responding to UNRWA's concerns, said fanatical organizations such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad were doing everything to jeopardize the peace process. He said UNRWA did not function in isolation from the environment created by such murderous acts. He said Israel was making every effort to facilitate and assist the agency. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, says the main obstacle to increased use of nuclear energy is public concern for safety, radioactive waste, and non-proliferation. Dr. Hans Blix told the General Assembly that at present only a few developing countries use nuclear power. However, he says, most of them are intensely interested in non-power nuclear techniques that may help their development. And he adds, the IAEA is engaged in assisting the transfer of such techniques.
Emphasis being placed on techniques which will contribute to sustainable development, food production, and preservation. The harnessing of freshwater resources, industrial uses, and the promotion of human health. The agency has undertaken several initiatives recently to strengthen its technical cooperation program and to make it relevant to sustainable development.
Director General Hans Blix says AEA Secretariat, working with member states, has begun preparing country program frameworks which will help focus the technical cooperation programs on key areas of government priority. The human rights situation in Haiti continues to improve, and the number of rights violations remain low. This, according to Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali in a report to the General Assembly. He said fundamental freedoms are enjoyed by all sections of society, including by opponents of the president and the government. According to the Secretary General, efforts to improve the justice and penal systems have proceeded apace, as has the deployment of the new Haitian National Police. And that ends this edition of The World in Review. The program was produced by the International Staff of Central News. At the United Nations in New York, I am Mahbub Ahmed.